All right, if you'd like to read with us. In Proverbs, here a man that was recognized as being wise, with a lot of wisdom and knowledge. And here you'll find he's speaking to his sons and passing on this unto them. And I want you to listen to these verses. In the third chapter of Proverbs, start with the fifth verse. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy path. Be not wise in thy own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. Then drop down to the 11th verse. My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary in His correction. For whom the Lord loveth, He correcteth, even as a father the son in whom He delighteth. Then if you go right on down into the 4th chapter, and start with the 18th verse. But the path of the just is as the shining light, and the shine that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. The way of the wicked is as darkness. They know not at what they stumble. My son, attend to my words. Incline thy ear unto my saying. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Put away from thee a forward mouth, and perverse lips put far from thee. Let thy eyes look right on, and let thy eyelids look straight before thee. Ponder the path of thy feet, and let all thy ways be established. Turn not to the right hand, nor to the left. Remove thy foot from evil. Now, this is just reading a very little of what he was passing on. But I want each and every one of you to pay attention to that. You know, he said, in all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy path. If there's ever been a time that America needs to acknowledge the wisdom and the knowledge in the Word of God, in the Scripture, it is given for you and I. It's said in His Word. It's given for correction, for rebuke. You and I today, we might not want to hear what the Bible says, but we're going to be judged by it anyway. Why? Because the very one that said it unto us is the one that said it and said that we're going to be brought into judgment and we're going to be judged by one by His Word that He spoke unto you and I, that we've held in our hand, that we know exactly what God required, and He said He will direct our prayer, our stead, our going. It will only listen unto it, and we'll only follow the faith that the Lord is speaking unto us today. We'll find that His Word is still true. Today nobody wants to hear. They want to say, well, what out of turn? It's alright for me. It is if you follow it. The ways of righteousness. If you follow the path that God has laid down. But if we're following the ways of man, we're letting our heart deceive us. And the Bible said, the heart is desperately wicked. And you know, here he said, my son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of His correction. For whom the Lord loveth, He correcteth, even as a father the son in whom He delighted. You and I today, I don't care how long we've been living for the Lord, God's going to be correcting us periodically. You know, my father, I don't care, I was in my teens, almost grown, and Dad was still giving me correction. And even after I was grown and married, Dad, he couldn't correct me anymore, but he would sure give me stern advice. Why? Because he knew what God was requiring. And you and I today, we need to do that very thing. Don't stand by and say, our children, our grandchildren follow after that.
that's not right. God required us to stand up and speak to them, even at prayer. If they turn from that to Christ, I've had to go back and say to my elders and speak unto them and say, what's wrong? Why are you leaving? What the word of the Lord is saying? Why can't he walk from it? Is it good enough to stand by all these years wanting to? God bade to still lead the same way. And you and I,
if we get to heaven, we're going to have to walk in that path. You know, he said, be not wise in thy own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. Depart from evil. You know, you and I, when we start thinking that our decisions and what we determine is okay, you know, without consulting what the Lord thinks about it, we are walking down a dangerous path. Why? Because there have been many of a thing in my life that I thought was a good decision, but after praying about it, I realized just how wrong that I was. You and I today, we don't see very far in front of us. Our eyesight is limited. But when it comes to the thing of life, the mystery, the lie, we don't see as far as our eyesight is. And you want to say, well, what on earth are you talking about? You and I going down the highway, we can look out ahead of us. We can say, oh, I can see a long way. And it's saying, but before you get as far as your eyes is seeing, you can be in an accident because somebody else did something that you didn't count on. Well, that's the way the devil always is. He's always doing that that you don't count on. He catches you off guard. And you and I, we don't pray and we don't stay in tune with God. We'll find ourselves leading off the path of righteousness because something that the devil said unto us didn't sound all that bad. But we need to train our ear so we know the voice of the Lord and we only follow what that He has to say unto us.
He said, but the path of the just is as a shining, as the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. The path of the just. You and I today. You know, people, I've had Christian people or people that call themselves Christian literally just say these words to me. I'm afraid to say anything about any other religion because who knows? Maybe they're right and I'm wrong, and I don't want to say something against them. If their God is right, if we have no more faith than that in our God, we're not going to make heaven our home anyhow. You and I today, if we not pray through, I know we have God talk back to us. If we just follow what some man has said, and we don't have an experience with God ourselves, we're in sin, and we're on the road to hell. God said ye must be born again. And when you come to that dear bird, you're going to know beyond the shadow of a doubt that you pass from death unto life. You're going to feel that spirit. You're going to have that communion with God. I've had people that tell me, oh, I don't know how to pray. I don't know how to repent. If you're truly sorry, tell God that. And you know when they get done with it, after that you don't hear them say, I don't know how to pray for it. But all these want to talk to God. They want to have that communion with anyone. That one time there of getting the prayer answered and starting something that they like. And you hooked up on it. Why? Of that feeling that God, when your sin is forgiven.
And it's better than any drugs, any alcohol, anything that the devil has to offer. He can't compare with what God's got.
if you'll get in touch with the real thing.
You know, each and every one of us in life, we sometime or other see things that are counterfeit, and then we see the real thing and oh, what a difference it makes. And you know, there's all kinds of red stones that you can get in rings that looks pretty good. But when you see a true ruby, it makes all the others look as what they are, just red glass. You and I today, God's the real thing, and I want each and every one of you to experience it and know it. He said, the way of the wicked is as darkness. They know not at what they stumble. My son, attend unto my words. Incline thy ear unto my saying. Let them not depart from thine eye. Keep them in the midst of thy heart. You know, you and I today, here he talked about the just, their past as a shining light. But he said here, the way of the wicked is as darkness. They know not what they stumble. You know, you get out walking on a night when there's no moon out and it's cloudy, and especially when you're out away from where there's any city lights that can reflect off the bottom of them clouds. Out here in Missouri, it can get so dark at night you can't hardly see your hand in front of your face. So if you don't know the path you're walking, if you don't have a light, you're going to end up stumbling and falling. The world is walking a path of darkness because they don't know the light. But God said that He wants us to walk in the light. Listen, for they are let them not depart from thy eyes. Keep them in the midst of thy heart, for they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Keep the heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Put away from thee a forward mouth, and perverse lips put far from thee. You know, today you hear the awfulest language, and people that just feels like that they are so entitled to everything coming their way, good. No matter what kind of a life they live, no matter what that they are. And here God tells us, He said, put away from you a forward mouth and perverse lips put far from thee. Let thy eyes look right on, and let thy eyelids look straight before thee. Ponder the path of thy feet, and let all thy ways be established. Turn not to the right hand, nor to the left. Remove thy foot from evil. Now, each and every one of us, we have read in the Bible where it talks about the path of the God is straight and it's narrow. And here he said, don't look to the right or to the left. And he said, ponder your step. In other words, make sure. You know, if a person, I seen a film one time about a man that was climbing literally a rock cliff. And with each hand hold and toe hold, he looked carefully to know that it was something that he could depend on. And before he let his toes go in one hand, the one that he was reaching for, the other hand, he made sure it was solid, and he climbed up a cliff just using the tips of his finger and just his toe, no safety ropes or nothing, and I thought how scary it was. But this man, he had climbed, and he knew the kind of a hope that he did, and if he could only get his finger in just a crevice of a rock and get the toe of his shoe in a crevice of a rock, he knew how to twist it, and it would work in a fire and could hold it there. You and I today, God wants us to ponder our steps, to make sure what we're putting our foot down on,
to the things of man today, because they will mislead. They have changed the wording of the Bible to, you can't even recognize half of the scripture that's being read out of the pulpits anymore as even being Bible, because they've got such new versions. And the way that they've changed it, they've totally changed the meaning. And you and I today, how can we know the path to walk if we're not using the things that God give us to show us the road sign? How can we know the path to walk if we're not following the words of God that He gives? If we're following after something that some man wrote down his interpretation of what the Bible must have meant. And you and I, He said, let thy eyes look right on, and let thy eyelids look straight before thee. You know, if you and I are looking straight toward heaven, it's hard for the devil to distract us with the things of the world. You know, I never have the devil tempt me with anything. While I'm reading my Bible, while I'm praying, while I got my mind upon God, that's not when the temptation comes. It's when my mind is idle. But when I'm looking at the things of the world, it's when the devil tries to draw my mind away. You and I, when we say the devil is trying to put something there to distract us, look back over Calvary. See what our salvation cost us. You know, today I'm afraid a lot of Christians need to be just in some old word courses. I can remember my dad. He used to put blinders on them because they was the Lord. That if they seen something beside our hat, it was spoke of and they would draw from out of the road that she'd want them to go in. So you put blinders on the world. They couldn't see nothing but that. They were straight ahead of our hat. It would be nice today if the preacher could put blinders on the people in the field, because they look at it too much of the world. It would be good if we could put some blinders on some of the preachers standing in the pulpit today, that they get the things out of their life that is hidden. And I heard them talking on the radio one day, talking to preachers that was addicted to pornography, and it took them years and years and years, they said, to overcome it. What's wrong with getting on their knees and praying and talking to God? That's the only therapy we need, is to get our sins laid out before God. It don't take years and years to be forgiven. It just takes a sincere heart that's sorry of your sin and wanting to turn from that path. You know, if you know that pornography is a weakness, it was before you knew the Lord, then if you know that's a weakness, you don't put yourself in a place where it's at. You surely don't buy the magazine and sit down and look at it. Or you don't buy the film that's got it in it. I mean, that would be crazy, wouldn't it? That'd be like an alcoholic saying, I'm an alcoholic, but I'm just going to go out and buy me some liquor so I can carry it around to prove that I've got it defeated. That's crazy, isn't it? You and I today, we can't pick up the things of sin and bring them into our life and think that it'll be all right. Because as sure as we do, the Bible speaks about it, you can't take fire into your bosom and not get burned. When we cuddle up to sin, it's going to leave its mark. And when we stand before God, what did He say? You're going to have to stand there without spot or wrinkle. Sin leaves its mark on you. I beg you, while we get some song to sing, if there's something in your heart you need to pray about, please don't say no to God. But the path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. You and I today, I don't care how long we've been living for the Lord, that life that's in us, that path that we're walking, can still get brighter and brighter. the closer we get unto that perfect day. And each and every one of us, we should surrender all. You know that song that Michelle was singing there? We cannot reserve parts of our life, our heart, or anything for us. We've got to open it all unto God and say, here I am. Take all of me. Take all of me. You know, it was very easy for me to make that decision because my life, I had made a mess of. You and I today, the thing that's wrong with the world, they think we're doing pretty good. They don't see the mess their life is in until they get into that light. They're stumbling in darkness. You know, you can get out here walking in the dark and you can fall down in the mud. And you might think, well, yeah, that felt wet. That must have been mud. But you won't know how bad you look until you get into the light. When I was in sin, I thought I was a pretty good fellow. But I come to the light of the Lord. When I seen myself in that light, I realized just how bad I was. And unless we come to that light, we'll stand before God deceiving ourselves, thinking we're okay. But on that day, when He begins to shine His light, He said, we'll say amen to our own condemnation. While we sing, will you come? What's in your heart tonight? Turn not to the right nor to the left. Remove thy foot from evil. You and I today, it still is that straight and narrow pathway. And it will be when the Lord comes back. That part don't change. You and I today, we can go through this life and we can travel all over the United States. Be used to all the highways and come back in 10 years. And they changed it. They moved some road from what we used to travel. They added something in. And it's no longer the same. I can remember back when I was a kid and lived in down there in North Carolina. And when I went back after I got married and went down to there, I went from one end of Mount Airy to the other one and didn't recognize the town. Why? They come to it with all new storefronts on. Every one of the stores had dressed up the front. Other stores that I didn't recognize anything until I got out to the little derby and seen it sitting there in the middle of the road and realized where I was at and then turned around and went by and started recognizing the road that they had. When I went through looking for building and nothing looked the same, you and I today, the things of God is not changed. I'm so thankful that same family that my father walked upon. The very same mile marker that he passed by are still there. They still look the same way. God said, I am the same yesterday, the day of forever I change, God. Why? Because that is perfect. It can't be made better. God's perfect, and His highway of holiness is perfect for those that want to walk upon it. It can't be improved upon. And you and I, we're going to have to come and walk back if we make it. Thank God for God's ways that they're unchangeable. We can know from year to year just what's being required of us because God doesn't change. And He wants you and I to get in that path and to grow and to walk with Him. Bye.